It's official. You can now add these goobers to the list of other invertebrates like jellyfish, slugs, snails, and tapeworms. Because since things have changed and the Dems are doing what Youngkin already did, the mockery stops. Now, to be fair, you say they followed the science, but why be fair when they really followed the political science? Just days ago, when Youngkin suffered a legal setback over ending mask mandates, Dems were dunking on him like Brian Stelter on a crawler. But now they're voting on legislation that copies him. They're like the dumb kids copying the answers off the smart kids' tests. So you'd think in the media's coverage they'd credit Youngkin for being bravely ahead of the game. But you got a better chance of Pelosi admitting her face is 85% modeling clay. Because admitting they're hypocrites ain't in their DNA. I doubt they even know what that word means. Now, while it's great to change your mind based on data, you'd think they would think ahead about that possibility before mocking the dude who made that right call first. But no, they're obviously two-faced, fair-weather liars jumping on the bandwagon. This is not amnesia, it's arrogance, for they believe they can get away with it. I'd call them flip phonies. Pretty clever, eh? I came up with it this morning after putting mescaline in my Count Chocula. In one instant, they'll defund actual rioters, then the next brand peaceful protesters as insurrectionists. They'll claim the Canadian truckers are violent radicals without evidence, but then ignore the Antifa militant who plowed his Jeep Patriot, of all things, into the convoy protests. In another, they'll defund the police, then claim they never did. And when homeless men start beating women with baseball bats in the unpoliced streets of Seattle, they hide their anti-cop bias like it's an ugly baby. They question the validity of an election in 2016 and then call anyone else a traitor if they do the same thing 4 years later. So rather than analyze their own rush to judgment, they just run away from the crime scene like smashing grabbers from K Jewelers. Maybe it's how they're able to sleep at night.